is River 949.
It's 14 degrees at Willowbank. Good morning. Tanya Schoaf with the 9 o'clock news update. The family of Gold Coast officer Senior Constable Damon Leading, who was shot down during a bungled robbery, will turn off his life support. Channel 9 reporter Darren Curtis spoke to Ruby and Dave earlier and says his wife has made the heartbreaking decision following medical advice.
She can't bear to look at Damien that way in the hospital bed, that he was such a fit and active and healthy young man, and to see him sitting there the way he is, and she has spoken to the doctors and there's very little chance of recovery, and she says she wants his soul and his bravery now to live on in the hope of an organ transplant, an organ donation.
Police and emergency services remain at the scene of a serious single vehicle rollover west of Toowoomba. The crash happened just after 6 this morning along Toowoomba Cecil Plains Road. Police say at this stage it's believed the driver and sole occupant of the vehicle left the road and ended up in a creek. Defence Minister Stephen Smith says it's too early to speculate whether the Afghan soldier who shot dead an Australian soldier was an imposter or not. Defence chiefs have described him as a rogue soldier, but an Afghan commander says he may have been a Taliban insurgent that had infiltrated the army. Mr. Smith has told Sky it's still not clear what prompted the shooting.
All of those possibilities are there, and we're not proposing to speculate on the motivation pending an exhaustive investigation, which in very many respects, of course, is dependent upon the capture of the soldier concerned.
Climate Change Minister Greg Combe insists the review from Labor climate change advisor Ross Garnaut is not the sole factor in deciding a carbon price. Professor Garnaut released his final review yesterday, calling for a price of $26 a tonne. He's also called for 55% of all revenue from the tax to go to households in the first 3 years. But Mr. Combe has told the 7:30 report he's taking advice from several sectors.
I wouldn't rely on Professor Garnaut's percentages or division of the revenue there as necessarily the case that would emerge from the multi-party climate change committee.
And a community forum will be held in Rosewood tonight to address community concerns regarding the possibility of mining in the Ipswich region. Representatives from the mining industry will address the forum, which gets underway at the RSL Club at 6:30.
River 949 Sport
for Blue Ribbon Cherry. The J1 has arrived with $1,000 cash back.
Why would you pick anything else?
And NRL leaders St. George Illawarra claim the representative season is taking a toll on their squad. Club officials say having so many representatives in the Origin sides is putting a heavy strain on the club and its player roster. It comes as NRL boss David Gallop considers a move for the Origin's midweek games to be moved to Monday nights instead. And Soccer's A-League has opted for a reduced number of midweek games for the coming season, which kicks off in early October. They'll cut the number from 30 to 10 and they'll be clustered in the December to January summer holiday period with the hopes that families will support the game.